ကြည့်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်ဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့အကြည့်ကျွန်တော်ကြည့်တောင်းရတဲ့ဘလို့ရင်ပဲဒါနဲ့ရောက်ဤဤတောင်းနေဖြစ်တဲ့ဘာတော့သမောစေသူဤရှိတော့ဘာတိကြဟောကြည့်တဲ့ဖြစ်တဲ့ဘာတော့သမောဝါကြီးဟောတဲ့ကြည့်တဲ့အမဆုံးတောင်းသမောကိုကျွန်တော်ကတည်ကြခံရှိဘဒီဝါကြီးတောင်းရတဲ့ဘာဒီဒီအမတော်သမောစေကြည့်ရောမှာလို့ပါဒီနေ့ရင်သူသူကျွန်တော်လည်းမိကကံနီ ရောင်းကျေရံပါတော်တော်ရံပါညီဝါရင်သူကျေရံပါကနံသမောဝကျေတော်တဲ့ကျေတော်ကိုဆက်တည်လာကြဒါတောင်းရတော့ဘဝိမ္ဘဆင်ကြီးနောင်ကိုဆင်းရံကိုဝရကျေဘဝကျေဘိဝဆက်စီကြီးဒီရောင်းဘီတော်စီကြီးတဲ့လာဝကျေဘီတော်စမီဝါရီဒီနောင်ကိုဝကျေဘီတော်ကြီးဝဆက်ရင်ဒီဒါနောင်ဆင်ကြီးဘီဝါရင်ပါကောင်းစုဘီဝဆက်ရောင်းရင်ဘီရှရစနေတင်ရကျေဆောင်ကြမှာ
So you can see that up to here we have actually given three instances of the general meaning of clear light. One, the first one is the one that is shared with the perfection vehicle. The second one is that one, and that one refers to gross consciousness directed towards emptiness. The second one is the one that is shared with the three lower tantras. And after that, we start examining Highest Yoga Tantra. Within Highest Yoga Tantra, we always need to make the distinction between generation and completion stage. And it says here that if you are talking about melted bliss, blissful consciousness that is generated in that way, you have an example of the general meaning of clear light, which is shared with generation stage. Now, we from that point onwards, we start discussing the hidden meaning. So it says, metaphoric clear light of mental isolation, comprehending emptiness, is clear light of the hidden meaning, because appearance is a hidden state of mind, and that is metaphoric clear light.
ကောက်ကရောင်းပြေဝဆရကျငောပြေဝဆရကျရံပါစီပြေဝဆရငုံနီမနာယောညလွင်ကြီးလွင်ကြီးလွင်ငုမနာယောလွင်ကြီးရံပါဒီပြေဝဆရစင်ကျငောဝင်ကြီးရံပါဒီပြေဝဆရစင်ကျကျလွင်ကြီးရံပါဒီပြေဝဆရတေသံဘုဒ္ဓတပိတုံးကြီးဝဆရစင်ကျတေယံတိပိတုံးစံတဆောင်အတင်းစိုးဝလာကောင်းကြီးတန်ဒုတိယတောင်လွင်ကြောင်းဘိဝတိ
The metaphoric clear light, subsuming the stages of physical isolation, of verbal isolation, and the illusory body, is also clear light of the hidden meaning. Because I think stating hidden meaning to be three is the main presentation. Also, the commentary of the continuum of the Ovajra primordial awareness states that Vajra recitation and physical isolation are subsumed within the hidden. So up to here we have been giving some examples of the general meaning, and now we have a list of cases that can be taken as cases of the hidden meaning. We mention the physical and the verbal isolation, we mention the illusory body, but also there is another reference including in their Vajra recitation and physical isolation. Then we come to the last case, which is the case of the final meaning, and it says, actual clear light is final actual clear light because the final meaning is not taken to be the final progression on the path, but it is taken to be the final comprehension of thatness by innate bliss. So if you take the actual clear light itself, this is an example of the final clear light. And why is it that we're using this particular term? When we say final clear light, we don't want to say that you have reached the end of the path. That's the final, how far you can go into the path. But what we're saying is that this is the final comprehension of emptiness, which is done by blissful consciousness. So from that point of view, we're using the term final.
ကိုကြည့်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ယမယင်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ကြည့်တတ္တယောင်နိတာကြည့်ဝသရိယနောင်နိတာယူတုံးကြည့်ဩဇာယောင်ကြောက်တဲ့ရောင်ဒီယူတုံးကိုဩဇာတိကြည့်တဲ့တတ္တကျတုံးကိုသရိယနောင်နိယူတုံးတော်ကျတုံးကြီးခြေသမံတဘာရီမှာတော်တဲ့ကဘာမာရီစင်တဲ့တတ္တိရှိသူကြည့်ကိုနိဒီဝတ္တကနာတင်းကြီးခြေသမံတဘာယင်ကြီးယူတုံးကြည့်ခြေဘကိုနိတင်ဘတော်နဲ့ယူတုံးခြေသရကြည့်ကိုနိရှေသမ
Now, we come to examine two other terms, which is the meaning of the letters and also the general meaning, right? So the clear light of the meaning of the letters can also be posited because both the meaning of the letters and the general meaning have a different mode of explanation and they do not exclude each other. And this is because the commentary of the continuum of all Vajra primordial awareness states that those two are different in their mode of explanation. The meaning taught through explaining the meaning of the letters is not common to both persons, but it is not that the meaning taught through explaining the general meaning is not suitable to be explained through the mode of explaining the meaning of the letters. So we stop the presentation of the text here, and we have plenty of time for questions and answers. Yes, please.
What difference is future Mahamudra and conscious Mahamudra? I just never got the chance to ask someone before.
Yes, so the question was, what differentiates Sutra Mahamudra from Tantra Mahamudra? Rimujilade, Narazo Mahamudra, Chaga Chembo Yoroa, Dochogi, Chaga Chembo Yore, Nagi Chaga Chembo Yore, Teniki Kevar Karidus.
Ori. Jida Nandozoni, I saw the Chembo Seadi, what you dug, can also be Varva. ခရစ်ကိုချူကြည့်တော်မြစ်စေကြည်ဒီဟောကြည့်တာချူကြည့်တော်မြေအောင်ဆောင်ပြီးပါလိမ့်တဘနဘဆောင်ကြည့်ဝတဘကတောက်ကြည့်ဆောက်ကြရေအောင်ဆောင်ပြီးပါလိမ့်ဒီဆောက်ကြရစ်စေပါလိမ့်မှာဆောက်ကြချင်ပူတော်ဆောင်ပြီးပါမှာလိမ့်ဒီဆောက်ကြရစ်စေသူလက်ရှိတံကြည်မတော်ပါချူနေရှိတံကြည်မတော်ပါဆောက်ကြည့်တံကြည်တင်းနေပါချူတံကြည်တော်ချင်းတော်မြေပါညာငယ်နေဒီပါနေရှိပါစေကြည်
Right, so let's look at the term Mahamudra or the seal and the great seal as it is presented from the point of view of Sutra. This can either refer to the object of emptiness or it can refer to the four seals of Buddhism. When we talk about the four seals of Buddhism, it would be more correct to talk about the seal rather than the great seal, the Maha Mudra, right? Now, the four seals of Buddhism as they are presented is that all compounded phenomena are impermanent, all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering, all all dharmas are in the nature of selflessness, and finally that nirvana is pacification. And we use the term seal here in order to indicate that this is something, this is a Buddhist view that seals everything, that applies everything. Now, another way of explaining the Mahamudra or the mudra within sutra is to say that it refers to the meaning of emptiness. Again, when we talk about the great seal or Mahamudra within sutra, this needs to be differentiated between the object and the subject. The object is emptiness itself. The subject is the consciousness that comprehends this emptiness. And in the case of sutra, we know that this is gross type of consciousness, comprehending emptiness. So having explained Mahamudra within the context of Sutra, we can now look at it from the point of view of Tantra. In Tantra as well, we must make this division between object Mahamudra and subject Mahamudra. And the object Mahamudra in the case of Tantra is the same as it is in the case of Sutra. So it refers to emptiness itself. And it is also called the clear light Mahamudra. Now, when we look at the subject, which is the consciousness that comprehends this emptiness, this is where the big difference really lies. Because in the case of Tantra, we will be talking about very subtle wind and mind. This very subtle wind and mind has been brought about through the force, through the strength of one's meditation that occurs during completion stage, where one is capable of causing the winds to enter, abide, and dissolve into the central channel. And this entrance, abidance, and dissolution has to be the actual, the fully qualified one. Through that, one induces this, allows this very subtle wind and mind to manifest, and this very subtle wind and mind is the subtle consciousness that focuses on emptiness. I have a number of written questions here. So, when the mind is simultaneously apprehending the appearance of the deity and also ascertaining the emptiness of the appearance of the deity, is this the point when the two truths are finally united? And at what stage, in completion stage, does this occur? Right, so... Te kavla kare deni sunchel ki tu serves te kad ya deni sunchel ki tu se di kadi yongires kerem ki kavla yongires zogrem ki kavla yongires kadi tu yires
oi oji dadi kerem ko kamni yongu guyari zogrem ko kamni yongu guyari kerem ko jigiti yongu guyadi jidi ama chaji shoji namju jisamna sab sare nimi ji si zaduna isi chibo di
Right.
어주 대추아치보디 어주 니베 미르게 차라 사바 사무 톰바니마라 어주 니와 당디니 딘라엔두 사스르니미지 시시 상랑고요 땅 먹나미고 감니 데탄니미지 시시 예젠고 디와첸보디 어주 가르스고 노 자라요 다지마나오제 어주 제지와 라이 끌라마라 묵디니 그다음 이외 자라디 땡고 동반님 이디니 일견고 디와첸보 디니 디와인두 데탄지 디와지 지리 여견데라고 동화스디 디 어주다 지 동반님 이디니 디라지가 대상하고 바로
Ramsha was saying that this is something that can actually occur at different stages and at different level. It can occur in the level of highest yoga tantra, either at the generation or the completion stage, or it can even occur at the when one is practicing three lower tantras. In the case of three lower tantras, we use the term of non-dual yoga of the clear and the subtle, isn't it? And in this case, again, we're talking about the clear appearance of the deity as well as which is the appearing object. And at the same time, the mind is ascertaining or analyzing the emptiness, which is the subtle of this appearance. In the case of Highest Yoga Tantra, we're talking about the non-dual yoga of bliss and empty. Now, in this case, bliss is referring to the object possessor, which is consciousness itself. And this is a blissful consciousness. Now, this blissful consciousness, to this blissful consciousness, certain things appear. So we have the appearances of that. At the same time, this blissful consciousness is directed towards emptiness, right? So we have, again, this non-dual yoga uniting these two things.
Adi kinya ngma jiga 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 karse go timo thaga go kola kol keten ju shua na jin bari jiga kaji go ta ta ti so ju la ta ju jin bo ngo ni jiga gun me ya jin di ga ti so ju la ta yang ji ge yo ari gun le yang me ge yo ari wa da ti ga ti so ju la pe ti na jin di
The Rinpoche says it's exactly like that example we had with the polo player. At the same time, he can ride the horse and hit the ball. Okay, any live questions? Yeah, I'll take this one. You're next.
The question of the gross elements. I wonder if Rinpoche could say a few words describing them more. For example, with the smoke appearance, is the smoke thick or is it wispier? Does it have a particular color? Does it move at a particular speed? And with the appearance of the firefly or spark, are there many fireflies appearing? And do they move quickly, for example?
Okay, so the question is about the different visions that we have during the time of the dissolution of the elements, such as the earth and the water element and so forth. And in particular, the question is, for example, we have the appearance of the vision of smoke, and exactly how is this smoke? Is it fine? Is it thick? Does it have a particular color? Similar thing about the vision of the fireflies. Are there many? Do they move quickly? And so forth. So a more detailed description of those visions. Rinpoche Lading Aronso Kam Shishu E Kabla Dim Sa Chunala Timbela Sova Nawa Mindawa Shargiyores Nihan Chirdan Di Nawa Tenso Kare Kane I Na Sangidus Pejezana Kapchigla Kare Tua Nanshin Semnala Shargiyores Tua di kandreres, tua tukoreves, tua chamoreves, tua denala kato mixeyoreves. Namena dejela di namkala di kare mechenki buddha uchik dinde shariyora. Dinde mambu shariyoduyes, nyunyong reves, konso chogo sharne lansang konso shidogudus, kare inas.
Mali. Dadin jonga tamya dina yiji shiwa la shargiyori mato di
Mukichiwa, don't you? Mukamusigan, hungry, Amaria. Yiji Mosharia, the non, the Manchukala Kayana, the Nago, or you the Sankam, the Kazu, Mugitavino, no, I shall be me. That,
tramtigdan chilun de de yari chiji wa marwa yang korang go nangmo da chi jina de wa tap tram da chalgi yu chi chi jina de wa thbo chi chalgi yu chi tama ta ji ka la min ba de ni me ge de wa da tin de chito ne jong zo ya jong yu wa marwa sem go nangmo da che ba ri ma.
Now, Rinpoche was saying, if we take, for example, the dissolution of the elements as they happen to someone who is going through the process of death, during that time, due to the dissolution of the elements, there will be certain visions that appear. The important thing to keep in the mind is that the visions are internal. They do not appear to the senses, but rather they appear to mental consciousness. And because they appear to mental consciousness, in a sense, maybe all this detail is not so important, right? So, for example, when we have the dissolution of earth into water, we say that we have appearance which is like a mirage. When we go into the second, where we have the dissolution of the water, we have this appearance of smoke. It's an internal vision that appears to mental consciousness. And to some people, maybe it will appear as being thin smoke. To some people, it might appear as being thicker smoke. But it is not as if, you know, your eyes are actually perceiving the smoke that would be generated from an actual fire and being, you know, observing a real smoke or anything like that. Yeah, so to some people, you know, there might be some variations of exactly how they will appear. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, to give you another example, just to illustrate that the experience is an internal experience, you could have a person who is not feeling well, who is sick, and due to the sickness, if they try to get up from their seat, to rise from their seat quickly, they might feel that everything is spinning. Right, but that spinning, that experience, is not that the room or the whatever the environment around them starts spinning. It's an internal experience. Something is happening in their head, right? So internally they perceive things as spinning. So it will be a similar thing with those internal visions.
What's the most important thing to focus on during that point, if it's not really seeing the elements?
Okay, so the question is that during our meditation, when we try to bring the three kayas into the path and we go through mentally through the process of the dissolution, then what would be the most important thing during that practice? Okay, and which one thing are also going to be kavla? That so so shiva laka mayen baran shingi shiva mayen ba gomgi togi. That are also then so the kam sa da sa chuna la timbala sove rimbe minjawa te yune gomgi wa ina te kavla zozo karires. That nawa then so zores nawa zimya ki zores the zosie di karires.
Ori.
Urge is saying that the main thing to keep in mind when you go through that it is a phase of training for yourself. So you're training for the big event, and it's very similar to the training that soldiers in the army have to undergo. Before you send them out into battle, you have to train them to use different weapons, right? So they go through this phase of training where they have someone instructing them and telling them, if this is the situation, this is how you use the weapon, this is the tactics, you know, this is the technique, and so forth. And after they go, they need to be clear that this is the training practice, right? So after they have familiarity with that, you can say that they're fully trained. So a similar thing happens with us. Through in our meditation, we just familiarize ourselves with the sequence of the events that will come up. So keep in your mind that I'm training now for the actual thing. And as it happens with this military training, as I say in the beginning, and it's all very clear that it is just an exercise, it is just training, and it might not resemble too much the real dangers of the actual battle. But the more they progress with their training, the more the situation becomes more realistic. It's almost as if they're in the actual battlefield itself. And a similar thing happens with our practice. We start in the beginning and it's not the actual dissolution of the elements. The more you develop familiarity, the more you come closer to having these experiences that actually will occur at the time of death, naturally. A similar thing can be applied to the time of sleep. So prior to going to sleep, it is very important for one to set one's motivation and say, I will definitely have a dream, I will hold this dream, I will recognize the dream, and I'll be able to work with it, right? And eventually, whether right from the beginning, might not be able to induce or to have any recollection of your dreams, but that acts as your training. You can start from now, setting your motivation every night, saying, I will recall my dream, I will use this as a type of practice, and eventually this will be within your range of capacities. Okay. Now, there was one in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering about the last paragraph
that we just finished. another
one. Choose another one.
What are the letters referring to?
Mm-hmm. Right. You are determined. Mm-hmm. Rinpoche la di ngaroso da tene loya di tama tama tena la yiki dön, yik dön yorwa.
Yik dön.
Yik dön di karirens. Yik dön sene di karirens.
Yik dön sige di da bina dina jing biwari. Oji garisego, ji maji la garisego, ri maji ga mai la ji za davi ni maji la jiwa yena tigo jinzeng ga togo tila dawa se ga mai tawzo yuwa yena ti dawa don drago se wari kariri se na ti mari se dawa se jidi igi gungo na dawa se jidi kono za davi ni maji jiwa yena togo garisego tila dawa si mai tabari se na tazam yigdong yengi wa.
Now, we are talking about the meaning of the letters, right? So, let's look at an example. If, let's say, I'm going to change a little bit the example, so do we have any English names on the days of the week? Or do we have, like, anybody's called Sunday in English? No. Monday in English? Anyway, Tuesday, you have Tuesday as a name? Oh, Friday, you have Friday? Okay, anyway, so... Anyway, leave it. I'll go to the original Tibetan. Now, there is a day of the week in Tibetan which is called Dawa, right? This is your Monday, yeah, it translates as Monday, but also it translates as moon. Now, there are some people who are born on Monday, and they're given the name Monday, which translates as moon or as Dawa. And the question is, are they given this particular name? Are they called moon because they're like the moon, or are they called moon because they were born on the day which corresponds to, which is called the Monday, the moon day, right? So this is the whole issue. It, the meaning of the letter refers to that.
Now,
we try to take that example and take it into the case of clear light. When you just use the words clear light, right? What is the meaning of the words? That's the question. The meaning of the word itself is just talking about a light that is clear. Maybe you think about rays of light, something which is clear, clear light, right? Just the ordinary meaning of the words. But clear light itself can be understood in different levels. You can have the general meaning of the clear light, you can have the hidden meaning of the clear light, you can have the final meaning of the clear light, you can talk about object clear light, you can talk about subject clear light, and so forth. So there are different meanings that we have on different levels, and one particular level is the level of the meaning of the letters itself, just what the words itself means, right? There are other levels to be understood. In the text which is called like the praising the names of Manjushri, it is stated in there that one single letter, the letter R, can be understood in different levels. It says we have the definitive meaning of the letter R, we have the interpretative meaning of the letter R, we have the final meaning of the letter R. And how that comes into context is because at this point it is explaining how the Buddha can just pronounce one single letter, and that letter can be understood in this, can have an immediate understanding on this particular occasion, it can have a direct understanding, a direct meaning, can have an indirect meaning, and so forth. How things can be understood in different levels. So it's a similar thing to that.
Penaji Tumban Kong Shariwada Mongar Jibani Dambu, Ju Chava Matawi, Rusi Mavago, Ju Kerogan Jibari, Mongol Indrikatoga, Sanjiva Kundana Char, Charduna, Dani, Sarishavas, Tuni Matoiva Marua, Murangavayana, De Sarishavasi, Tuni Bodhi, Kurvanini, Demandu.
Another example of that was when the great Shariputra and Mangalayana went to meet Buddha Shakyamuni. Now they were already well-established practitioners in their own tradition, and they were highly trained in impermanence. And due to the merit of the force of their previous karma, they were actually attracted to the Buddha, and they approached the Buddha. And when they arrived there, the Buddha just spoke two words to them. He said, "Come here." Now, if you just take the meaning of the words itself, it was very simple. He said, you know, proceed, come closer. But the understanding they derived from that was, do not abide, do not remain within cyclic existence, come into the state, proceed into the state of liberation. So that was another meaning. It was not the meaning of the mere meaning, immediate understanding of the letters of the words. It was a deeper meaning.
I'll have to look closer for the person. Okay. 1 minute.
Yamuchala de Kavla, Yigdon Kishibu Gone, Tempe Dundi, Kansan Niki Tumondu Migurwas, Kansan Nik Sures, Sultan Sures.
Ori ni Injidin by an Akaris Gonza, deep to the Gadriti Tami.
King Chester Mindoin, the Jukuni to the Galis.
Oh, Yigdon don't.
Gondon,
ဒီကောင်းကြီးကိုနေရှိပဲတောင်းတယ်ကောင်းကောင်းကြီးချက်ထောင်းတယ်ဟောဒီဒါဒီကိန်းပြီးပါတယ်ပါခရစ်စကိုကျွတ်တော့ဝတ်ကြည့်တာကျွတ်ဆောင်ကြည့်ဆောင်ကမှာလေဂျက်ဒီငင်းကြီးကိုချက်တကြပါတရားစီကျွတ်သေးလားဝတ်ကြည့်တာခရစ်စကိုချက်တကြပါတရားသေးလားကျွတ်မောင်းဆောက်ကိုရာကျွတ်နောင်းနေသမုံမယင်ပယောင်ကျွတ်ခရစ်စကို ကိုယ်ကြံကြီးကြီးညီဝရင်တို့မစမပါတယ်ဆက်ကြပဲရှောင်းစိုးလာဝကြည့်တာသုတ်ရှိတောင်သုတ်ရှိစေကြဝကြည့်တာသုတ်ရှိစေကြဒီကြီးကရစ်ကိုမောင်းသောလာမှာသမုံကိုကိုချောက်ချောက်ကတင်ရရှိရှေသာပြေသောရတဲ့လားဝတန်းသုတ်ရှိဆောင်ကြည့်ဒီယောင်းဒီနောင်းနေအောင်သမုံမယင်ပကောင်းဆုံးချက်ပြင်းကရှိလားကြီးနေတော့
Now, in this context, when we talk about the two people, the two individuals, it refers to actually two groups of people. When an advice is given, you can see that usually there is some common advice that is given for everyone who might be present. So this is, let's say, the general advice for everyone. And at the same time, that could be given some specific advice just for some people. It's not to be heard or understood for anyone. It's not common. It's the specific. So when we talk about the two persons in this occasion, we're actually talking about these groups. One group receiving the general meaning, another group receiving the specific, the uncommon.
When I do, mē māngbō dā mē sāng shī jī, jī shī kī sāng shī jī nāyā jī dī, tsab shī yī sī jī dī. Tsab shī yī sī dī nā yāng, dī nāng gā, jī gā chū gā nā nī dā nūmbā sāng jī gā chū rā dā. Dī nā kī lēng gī gā gāng sā gā yāng mī kṣar gā chū gā kī jā jī, shī yā dī rā, tsab shī yī sī yā gā, dī nā gā chī bā nā jī.
Now, to give you an example, when His Holiness the Dalai Lama is giving a talk, he might be giving a talk to a general public, to a general, you know, to the general audience. And within that group, you might have people who are interested in religion, others who are not interested, those who are not interested in Buddhism, and so forth. So in this particular case, when you give a public talk, it has to be very general. There are other occasions where His Holiness might be teaching to a specific Buddhist group where we know by definition they have interest in Buddhism. So the advice that will be given to them will be an advice at a different level. It's not the advice for the common public, it's for the specific Buddhist audience. So that's the two individuals.
That the ego is not understood, is not given for this different type of audience, for this different types of audience, and also is not understood in two different ways, that is just what it is, just the ego itself. That is what is the meaning communicated to whoever receives it. It is just that, right?
So I'm saying that the meaning of this quotation is that when the hidden meaning is communicated, it will not be perceived in different levels, but it would just be just that. Okay. And but you know the long thing that don't so so carried is between the between. Do you want to ask the question? So we're talking about presentation on emptiness, and in sometimes this will be directly expressed, so there's nothing hidden in that, it will be the direct meaning that is expressed. But it's sometimes for the individuals who have the sharpest capacities, there will be a hidden meaning within a certain presentation. So to give another example of hidden meanings, for example, there could be the whole issue of being able to bring attachment into the path, right? There are for certain audiences not appropriate to talk openly about those things, but for individuals who have certain sharpness of mind, they can understand that there is reference to those practices. And to specific elite groups of individuals, it can be they can get a whole presentation of how you do that within the context of sutra, how you do that within the context of tantra, how you would try to practice in different levels.
I think it was this morning, but on the bottom of page 45, the metaphor, clear light and the actual clear light are fundamental minds. And similarly, both the winds and the mounts of these two are fundamental winds. So are these, sort of, what does he mean by fundamental, and are these winds that he's already referred to when he was explaining the different winds, you know, the pervasive and upward and downward of those winds?
Right. So we mentioned this morning the term fundamental mind and fundamental wind, and the question here is the fundamental wind within the classification of the five main winds, such as the pervasive and so forth. Dingarozo nyugme lung tang nyugme sem yora ya nyugme lung seria di lung ring drawa nang ne sawe lung ta yan la ki lung ki nang ne du yore skare res
ori nyugme lung se va di di nyugma se du na tambo ni mar thome ni ta va ta ta ni so ji se va di nyugma se du na tambo ni mar yo ding ni dira nyugma se shen den dra va non zum cha mo di tambo ni yo di va ji yin ba yin du ma zu ka ri zu go non ba de na ji ge no ka ji yo na sa cha de ni mar ten de du ni yin na o ji da ka ri zu go nyugma ni ge no se ge ri ya lo ber de se ja ga yin na lo ru ma se ge va di ri ka ji
When we use this particular term, fundamental, such as fundamental wind and fundamental mind, we're actually referring to something that has been existing from the very beginning and will continue to exist for a very long time. So we're actually referring to very subtle wind and very subtle mind. To give you another example of the use of the word fundamental, let's say you are visiting a place, and in this particular place you have Sangha that has been established for many years and has been abiding in this particular place. You can call them the fundamentals. And then if you have other visiting Sanghas, they're going to be the occasional visitors. So you have the fundamental, which is something pre-existing, well-established, that will continue to exist. So within that, with that understanding, we use the term fundamental.
What's the meaning in English, primordial?
Yeah. From the beginning.
So then this nyungma is primordial. Primordial.
Mm.
Meaning of nyuksem. Primordial. It is time from beginning, time without beginning. Time without beginning.
And which is the yes, the new mark, runs of dental hala cheaper ways. Domani, Yoba.
Oh, really? Domani is over there. Ten dozen in there. Domani, Yoba said. Ranjan said, Adam.
So, there are a number of terms you can use that existing from the beginning, the stable one. What else? Fundamental, stable, existing from the beginning, primordial.
Existing from the beginning, the metaphorical clear light, it said it was fundamental and it was conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
So the conceptual ones go way back to.
Right, so in the case of metaphoric clear light, we say that it is fundamental, but at the same time we say that it is conceptual. So the question is, do conceptual minds go long way back? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Rimuchila pegiusil pe chawaina nyume semya yore tokpe semya yores tokpa rwa tokpa seria di ngumane domane yoyobarwes kandires.
Tokji ta bharjin dendra ji lomba ji la mandu mi ji yena ji lomba dena tongjin dendra yu ari dendra yu ari ji shiba yena jin de wei sem ge jin cha ra ji shi bu wam de wo din de jin cha ra ji yu ari wa wo de di tongjin si ji de di to hua si ji de din de ji la ja wa mi yo yong na di da la tin ni jin cha ya yong na ji ga de go tong la tin ni jin cha ya kong la din de ji
yani mochila di tokche ki sem di mema ne yoyo pa de ma ne yoyo pa din re tha da ju rimbo ring la din re yoyo pa de gi du yes
da to ji go sam to ji go lo la ji ga re se go dan dra ma de jin de yu wa ro ta mo ni du du ba go din de yu wa ri yang ji sa ni ji me sa ba ji da ji ga re se go nom ba sa ba da ji ma ku mi ji ye na ho ji da de la tin ni yo to ba sa ba ji ji go ro wa
Now, when we talk about conceptual minds, there are some conceptual minds that actually pre-exist or existed a long way, a long time ago, and there will be some of them that will be newly generated. So to give you an example, you hear about a new place, you hear about a new thing, you create a conception of that, and that's a newly generated conceptual mind. It's not a fundamental one, you just... It's an adventitious one. It's just been generated right now. The general description of the conceptual mind is that it is a mind that cannot perceive something directly, but rather it has to go through a generic image. It can be a generic image, it can be a generic sound that it has to rely upon in order to engage its object. And a good example of that is when you hear about a new place, you know, a country you've never been before, and you hear all these descriptions, and you form, on the basis of what you hear, or maybe you see some pictures or whatever, on the basis of that generic information, you create an image within your mind which is a generic image of that place. And this is an example of a conceptual mind. It can be newly generated, and there are some of them that exist seen from long time ago.
When the meditator rises from the metaphoric clear light and attains the Eastern body, the person in the Eastern body, can they perceive that illusory body, or are there signs that they've attained it, or can they actually directly perceive it?
And so the question is that when you rise from the metaphoric clear light and you manifest the impure illusory body, is this impure illusory body perceived by the meditator itself directly, or are there signs of its attainment, and so forth? Now, you have a meditator who has been who has gone through the stage of generating the metaphoric clear light, and from that they move into the state of impure illusory body, with the third stage. Now, this meditator has been meditating on this illusory body, right, the form or the aspect of the illusory body, for a long time. So this has been the object, the appearing object, in their continuum for a very long time. And there comes a time where they, it's as if they enter in that body.
Your lung.
Rinpoche is saying is almost like the case of, I think in English we call it near-death experience. So somebody is clinically dead, right? And from that point they manifest this subtle body, this subtle consciousness that leaves the body, and they can go in other places, they can experience things, and then after some time they are resuscitated and the subtle consciousness re-enters the body. So it's an experience like that.
Then you lose how much you know, that but do a little way in the garden. Long you remember Jimmy Mombo and drew you the down the cheese on center. Then the Shamajiga on Karashigaji, but that the Jilly told me that the Hirkaji, you tell me the Toki, the Legit of you, Jilly.
So soon.
These beings, they actually attain for a while a body that is very subtle, whether it is Bardo body or another type of subtle body. But many times when they come back and they re-enter, you know, the living world, they have a lot of stories to tell, that they went in many places, they saw many things, they went in other countries on the basis of that subtle body. So the illusory body is something like that. Okay, I'm sorry, we'll stop here because we also have the offering of the talk tonight.